KORN News Radio Sports for Friday, May 1st. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Dakota Wesleyan Baseball has reached the GPAC Tournament semifinals after splitting a pair of games yesterday in Lincoln, Nebraska. The Tigers opened the day with a 12-1 loss to the number 2 seed Concordia. Then in yesterday's elimination game, the Tigers knocked off the number 3 seed Morningside for the second time in 2 days, 16-5 in 7 innings. Dakota Wesleyan scored in each of the first 5 innings yesterday, including 7 runs in the second and 3 more runs in the 4th and 5th. Mason Riley finished 3-for-5, hit 2 home runs, had 5 RBIs. The Tigers will need to win twice today versus the number 2 seed Concordia to advance to the GPAC tournament final. First pitch is this afternoon at 3 p.m. Dakota Wesleyan softball had their run at the GPAC tournament end yesterday as they would lose to the number 1 seed Midland 5-3. Midland struck first with 2 runs in the 3rd, added 3 more in the 4th to build a 5-0 lead. The Tigers would then chip away, scoring once in the 5th and 2 more times in the 7th as they lose 5-3. Dakota Wesleyan now closes the season with a 35-17 record. They now await a possible at-large bid to the NAIA National Softball Tournament. Those selections announced next week on May 6th. Mitchell's Mia Larson turned in a season-best performance yesterday to lead the Colonels girls golf team at the Hub City Invitational in Aberdeen. Larson shot a 3-over par 75 to finish third overall in the field of 36 golfers from 7 schools. Teammate Maddie Childs also finished inside the top 5. She was 4th with a 77. As Mitchell, they were 2nd in the team standings behind Aberdeen Central. Mitchell Girls Golf returns to action on Monday. They'll take part in the Sioux Falls, Washington Invitational at Willow Run Golf Course. Mitchell Track and Field hosted a triangular yesterday versus Huron and Aberdeen at Joe Quinnell Field. While no team scores were kept, the Colonels picked up multiple event wins. On the boys' side, Mason Kemp won the 100-meter dash in 11.65 seconds, while Luke LeBrun edged Kemp by just 0.03 of a second to take the 200 meters. Mitchell also got a win from Aiden Wood in the shot put with a throw of 44 feet 10 inches, and Ryan Driscoll claimed the pole vault at 11 feet. On the girls' side yesterday, Mitchell's Avery Gerfin finished 2nd in the 1,600 meters before winning the 3,200 meters. Audrey Miller, a double winner in the field events, taking both the high jump and long jump. Mitchell Track and Field in action this weekend in Sioux Falls, Friday and Saturday at the annual Howard Wood Relays. Coming up today, Mitchell Boys Tennis hosting Aberdeen and Washington for a triangular at Hitchcock Park. That starts at 11 a.m. Mitchell Softball on the road tonight. They'll be at Harrisburg, a single game starting at 5:30. And Mitchell Baseball, they'll be at Brookings tonight for a 6 p.m. doubleheader. Mitchell Baseball currently 7th in Class A seed points with a 6-6 record versus in-state teams, while Brookings is 5-8 overall. They're 17th out of 20 teams. For more sports, check us out online at kornradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.